come here just a minute, please. I want to talk to you just a moment. Are we strangers to each other? You have seen me before, but I don't know you, Lord. God knows I don't know what you're here for, but He does know what you're here for, doesn't He? If God will let me know what you're here for, will you believe that when I preach the gospel tonight, that any man can say anything he wants to? You have a right to doubt man, but you have no right to doubt God. That would be blasphemy, wasn't it? And now if God, through the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, what He did here on earth, if He's returned, and that was, I preached His message to the world, and now He's here confirming that, proving that I told the truth, that it was Jesus that died for you. Then if He's here and I claim that His resurrection is here, if we're believers, then God can do the same thing through me as an adopted child, as He did through His own beloved Son, the begotten Son. Because Christ promised to give us. You're suffering with a lump in your breast. That's in your left breast. How would I know that? I seen you in the room when you were being examined of it.
Yes.
Correct. Another thing you're suffering with also is a rare, serious blood disease. Causes you to break out. Those things were the truth. You believe and accept Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your healer now. In obedience to His word and command, I lay hands up on you as a believer in Jesus Christ's name for your healing.
The Lord Jesus' presence is right here now. Now there's an evil spirit moving in the audience. It's coming to this woman, sitting here, standing here. Now just a moment. It's a spirit screaming for help. The woman who is standing here. It's this woman sitting right here with her foot up in the chair. Now look this way just a minute for both of you. All this dark streak is settled between you. This lady here, cancer, vision and operation from the throat. That woman sitting there has cancer. She has something wrong with her foot, and she has a cancer on her breast. And only God can make either one of you well. You believe? Down to you. Them spirits are pulling one to another. Now, being if you're closer to me, I want to talk to you just a minute. I'm still moving between the women. I have faith, ladies, both of you. Because you're right now on the decision ground. You're very nervous, too. You had an operation. I've seen that you talk through this place in your throat like your voice comes to it, where you cut for cancer. And you're not from this country, either. You come from below here, from a place, Florida, and you come from a city called Melrose, Florida, and your name is Mrs. E.M. Robinson. You come from Melrose, Florida, and you want me to lay hands on you that you'll be healed. Almighty God, in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, Satan, I rebuke thee. Come out from these people that they may go and be made whole through Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Look this way just a moment, ladies. We are strangers to each other. We do not know each other, perhaps our first time ever meeting in life. God knows both of us, doesn't He? Now, do you believe that the Lord sent me the things that I have said is the truth? With all your heart. Then, if I could do anything for you, you know I would do it. If I could do it. If you believe in me like that as God's servant, I'd do anything I could for you, sister. But I'm just limited to a gift. That's all.
But the gift declares that God is very willing. Surely I know some conception of Him if He'd let me do these things, wouldn't I? I know I have some conception of God. Have to. But we being strangers to each other. But here I see you're not here for yourself. You're here for a boy. It's your son. And it's something that's been examined his head. It's the doctor said it's a retarded cell or something other in the brain. And you're a preacher's wife. And your husband's kind of turning gray and kind of got his teeth setting right apart.
Yes,
is that right?
Yes.
Oh, mighty and omnipotent God, the author of everlasting life. Send my blessings upon the woman who I bless anointing, and may her desires be fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. You believe me, my brother, as God's prophet?
Yes, I do.
If God will tell me what your trouble, and will you obey me as His prophet?
I will.
I see you trying to step off the side of the street with arthritis. You got arthritis. Raise up your hands.
Yeah.
Raise your hands up, feet up down like this. I'm going off the platform rejoicing and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now to talk to you, lady, there's people sitting all around tonight. I've just got to single you out, spirits from everywhere. Now, me being just a man, then you just a woman, it's the very same kind of a picture that Jesus talked to a woman at the well. It's a man and a woman again. I don't know you, never seen you. But I just have to get your spirit different from these other spirits of people who's talking or who's praying, you know, at this time. Faith coming in. But immediately, now, if the audience is still hearing my voice, the lady's moving away from me. And she's the lady, that woman standing before me has just recently been in a hospital. And that's just been an hours ago. She was just dismissed from the hospital today, or this afternoon, 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, Jesus,
when she
came
to the hospital. She has a rare blood disease,
oh,
a mental
Jesus.
Nervous condition.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
On your road, sister. Your faith heals and you make yourself well. Amen. Yes, please. This is the patient. I'm not beside myself, but the world will never know, sister, what a feeling it is. Now, do not know each other. We're strange to each other. And I am your brother. And we are here trying to help one another. If I could help you and wouldn't do it, I'd be a brute. If I could help you. But there's nothing in me that I could help except God would let me know what to do. So if He will reveal to me why you're standing here, will you accept it then as truth, if it's finances or whatever it is? You believe that God is interested in your case and is going to hear. You'll do it. May the Lord grant it. My prayer as you look at me. Not, you know, like Peter and John passed through the gate called Beulah, said, look on us. Look on us. Not look to them as Him, but just to give attention to what they're saying. Catch the attraction of the Spirit. I see that you had some trouble with the eyes condition. And I see a doctor that's examined it, and he consulted another man. And that man, they don't know what's wrong with your eye.
Amen.
They can't say, they can't put their hand on it, what it is.
Amen. That's the truth.
And then I see him giving you some kind of a something down in the stomach here, something. It's a fallen stomach.
Amen.
You have a fallen stomach.
All my life.
The doctors has given you up in that regard.
That's right.
And you are not from, you're not from this city.
No.
You come from up the road this way,
amen.
Atlanta.
That's right.
And the doctor said, Miss Curdy is something like that, he called you. That's right.
That's right.
You return home now and be well.
Amen.
Your faith makes you rest.
Amen.
You believe me to be His servant?
Yes.
You come with your baby. Mighty sweet little baby, I don't know you, you know that. I'm a total stranger to you. I've never seen you, I suppose, in my life, sir. We're totally strangers to each other. But God knows both of us, doesn't he, sir? You got your little baby, and I can see that baby coming from being examined, and the doctor says there's no hope for it. That baby is suffering with cancer in the blood called leukemia. That's right. There's not a hope in the world for it. And my brother, the father of that baby, you need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, don't you? You're a sinner. Will you accept him now as your Savior? Will you raise your hand and say, Lord, I accept you? I'll put your hand right over on your baby. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I now rebuke this devil that's killing this baby. May pardon and grace come to this father, and may they go and live and be happily together in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Your sins are gone. Have faith in God now. Operation on that. Didn't do any good. And the meat and bone is rotting away from your knee. The doctor don't know what to do anymore. Oh, don't worry, daughter. God knows all about these things. You're sinning in his presence now. Not your brother don't make you feel that way. It's his presence. You accept him now for your healing. Dear Heavenly Father, who raised up the Lord Jesus from the dead, I lay hands upon this, my sister, and condemn the enemy, and ask that she may make well for God's glory. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. I go believing with all your heart and get well.
I've never been able to kneel on my knees. I have the courage.
But you...
Well,
I would go right down there and kneel down at the altar while I didn't give him thanks. She's never went to her knees and her affection was hers. Here she is on her knees now giving God praise. Let's say praise the Lord, every one of us. Our Heavenly Father, we give praise unto thee and glory for all your great works that you are doing in our presence. Thank you, Father. Amen. And he can tell me what your trouble is. Now, I could not heal you if it's the healing. And if it's money, it'd be very little. I'd help you all I could, but it'd be very little or whatever more. It might be domestic. I don't have the least idea. But God does. He knows. Then if he will reveal to me what's on your heart to have a loud voice behind it to make it a voice, is that right? Then this microphone becomes my voice. Is that right? Now, I'm just a mute. I don't know nothing about this woman. But the only thing that could be done would be the Holy Spirit speak to me, just like I'm speaking through the microphone, a loud, supernatural voice telling her something. Is that right? All of you understand real well now? Believe. A lady is... Well... She's been to a doctor, but they don't know what's wrong with her. Isn't that right? You've had x-rays, and they still don't know what's wrong with you. And your trouble starts from your back and comes to your stomach. That's right, isn't it? Amen. Now, he knows, doesn't he? Yes, he does, and he can heal you. Yes, God bless you. You're not from here either. You come from the south, coming this way. You're from a place, I believe I see a name just outside where the car passed. It's called Sioux City. Owie. Your first name is Rachel, and your last name is Burke. Return home rejoicing. You'll get well. Jesus Christ makes you well. Come, sonny. Come here, I want to ask you something. I think you're a mighty fine little boy. Look, you see that little man going there? He had a terrible thing. It was called diabetes. And that's what bothers you. That's right. See, it's easy for him to get over this hard, the doctor says, for a little boy like this, but not for Jesus. Now, if Jesus is here, he can make you well, couldn't he? And he's here, and he's here with us. Now, I pray for you. Heavenly Father, as the Holy Ghost Surely people can see that you're here. And now, Lord, while you have my body anointed and packed away in the Spirit, I lay hands upon this little lad and condemn the disease of his body in Jesus Christ's name and ask that he be made well. Amen. Now, God bless you, honey boy. Amen. Go rejoicing and thanking the Lord.
You suffer, don't you, sister? You're an extremely nervous person. You have much trouble. And you are bothered with, don't you have a lot of night, getting up at night or something? Isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. I see you going through the night always with, is that true?
That's true.
Then you've had, I see a doctor standing there. You've had several operations, haven't you? That's right. And your main trouble lays within your back. Isn't that right? It's in your back. And that's what's caused you have a stomach and so forth. Isn't that true? Are those things true, lady?
Those are very true.
And no one at all, only God would have to reveal that. Now, that wasn't me speaking just then. It was my voice. But I was at several different places and seen what took place. Was it true?
That was very true. Two operations at one time and five at another.
Now, who, I spoke that, did I, while I was speaking? All right. Then who would know that except God or somebody was in that place to see those things take place? Is that right? Sometimes I don't realize just what's going on. But now, that feeling is not like it was, is it? And see, it's gone. That was when the blessing of God was upon. Is that the same Spirit that said to our Lord Jesus Christ, when he told Nathanael, where he seen him under a tree praying before he come to him, and told him he was a Christian or a believer otherwise? Is that the same Spirit? The same Spirit that had come back to you again, wasn't it? You are blessed, my sister. Your prayers are answered. Your suffering is over. Christ has healed you. You are well. You can go and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. How do you do, lady? Our wonderful Savior is marvelous, isn't he?
Oh, I can't love him enough.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Well, he's just as sweet and kind to us tonight as he ever was.
Better every day.
Yes, ma'am. Well, believing that makes you a Christian when the love of God is in your heart.
Sometimes I can't get enough, though.
Well, that's, we feel that way. That's just humanly. And blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness. It's even blessed to even feel that way. Now, of course, see you standing there. You're wearing glasses, which would know, any of the audience would know that it was something was wrong with your eyes. And now, they look good and clear, but I believe your trouble is in your left eye mainly, isn't that right?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. And both of them are just as clear, but you're going blind in your left eye.
That's right, brother.
Not only that, but your left ear is awful bad, isn't it?
Oh, praise the Lord. That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I see it's your entire left side.
Praise the Lord. That's right.
I lay my hands upon her and ask in the name of Jesus Christ that she will get well, Lord. I bless her as your servant for her healing.
Oh,
amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, sister.
God
go
bless
thank
you.
Go now, just testifying that you're going to be well. Then write to your testimony.
I know I am.
Now, everyone, just reverent and have faith now. And if you believe, God will make you well. He will make you well. Now, come just a moment, sister dear. I just want to There's many people out there believing, and it makes it very hard. There's many people sitting out there now that's already healed, and it makes me real nervous or weak. And now, you are a stranger to me. I do not know you. And to save my energy, I want to just talk to you a moment, if I can, to keep from seeing. The vision is what hurts me. Now, you and I are strangers. We know not one another. I've never seen you in my life. You've never seen me in your life, have you? We are just strangers. Now, I want you to give me your right hand. And now, I want you to believe me with all your heart. Yes, ma'am, you have cancer. Is that true?
I believe that. I haven't been to the doctor and said.
You have cancer, and that's on the breast, isn't it? It's on the right breast, is that right? How would I, do you think I would know that? I want you to notice something just a moment. While you have your hands laying here on mine, I want you to look at my hand here. See those little white things running over my hand? That's what I would determine. I don't know what it is. I just call it vibration. It's a live growth in you. It's got a life. It was a germ, just like you was. And you begin in the mother's womb to develop cells and become a human being. And that was a germ that wasn't in you then. It's a germ of death. And it came into you and began to build a little house, begin to develop cells, and it's become a growth. And it's developing cells in just as much body as yours is, only it has no form. And it's not a free moral agent like you are. It has one master, that's the devil. One determination to take your life. Now watch here. I want you to move. The Bible said in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Is that right? That's true. Now take your hand off of mine. Look at my hand now. It's as normal as any other man's hand, isn't it? Now lay your handkerchief right here. Take this hand over here, this one, and lay this hand up on there. No difference at all in my hand, is there? Just like any other man's hand. Well, I wonder why it's from this hand and not from this hand. Now, I want you to see it isn't positionally. You see my hand just normal. Now, I'm going to take my hand off and put my hand up on it. Now, there's nothing. Come here, Reverend Baxter. I know I examined Reverend Baxter many times. Now, I know there's nothing wrong with it. It started the last few days. Now, I'm going to lay his hand, his right hand, up on mine. Still nothing, is there? Just as normal as it can be. Now, take your hand off, Reverend Baxter. I'll lay my hand on. Just still normal, isn't it? Now, lay this hand on there, this hand back again. Now, look what happens. See what I mean? Now, why would it be this hand instead of this hand? When he spoke to me, gave me two signs to do before the people like God told Moses, he said, you take the person by the hand, the right hand. And that goes to my heart by the left hand. And you see, there's something happens there. And now, the Bible said in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Is that right? Now, you come to me as a stranger. I don't know you. And the Holy Spirit here, when I touched your hand, told you what your trouble was and where it was located. Is that right?
Amen.
That's true, and I have no way at all of knowing that except through God. Is that right?
Amen.
That's one witness. Is that right?
Amen.
A second witness is you see it on my hand, a physical reaction. Is that right?
Amen.
I want my boy, which has never seen this, to come forward. My son has never seen this happen. I want you to watch, Sonny. I'm going to put my hand here. You see my hand here now? Let me have your hand, Paul. I'll put Reverend Baxter's hand on here. See? Now watch when I put the lady's hand on here. Watch what takes place. See what I mean? Now you remember that night in Vandalia, Illinois, when you were laying sleeping on the bed and the angel of the Lord was standing over me there, and I threw the pillow over and woke you up and said, look, and you come screaming, running over to me. That's the same angel of God that's testifying here. It's the same angel of God. That's the first time Billy ever seen it.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Now lay your hand back. I want to hold your hand there just a moment. Now I want you to see, sisters, not positionally, see. I see it. Now I want you to watch it just a moment. Now there they come in a wave, you see. See here?
Yes,
little white, like little white warts. You can sit in the audience.
Amen.
Watch them. Now here they come. There they come. Sim's running over there. Now watch, there they go away. Here they come again. There they are. Now what is that? That's the life of that cancer. Excited, the spirit of it. If I can only get you to believe, it's going to leave you. If I can't, it can hold you. Now it lays in your faith in the finished work at Calvary. Do you believe that God sent Jesus and He died for your healing?
Amen. Amen.
All right, sister. Your faith has saved you now.
Amen.
No. Stop. Audience. Come here, Billy. All right, you can go off the platform. Be made well, sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your faith has made you whole. Let's say thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, not my prayer saved her, her faith. Now, she was standing there. There's three witnesses. The first, let's see, it was told her what was she had done or something. Told her something supernatural. Then, the next thing happened. It spoke to her concerning what was wrong and what had happened. The next thing, she saw the physical results. The next thing, while her faith was there, the same place, the same hand looking right at it, the swelling went out, the disturbance on the hand left, the life of that malignant tumor in her breast left her. If she'll keep believing, she knows it now. Asked her, somebody questioned her if a real cool feeling didn't sweep through her breast, and she was healed. I think we ought to just bow our heads in reverence to thank our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It looks like I pray God to open your eyes to see like I'm seeing now. Here sits a lady sitting right here. No, it ain't. It's this boy. Sitting here. Say, young man, aren't you a... Stand up just a moment. There's somebody behind you pulling. Or you're a minister, or you're going to be a minister. No, your father is a minister. Is that right? I see the church, and as a... Or you are very sick, aren't you, young man? You've been examined recently by doctors or something, is that right? In a great place where there's many doctors looked at what's your heart. I see a cardiogram, is that right? Is that true? May the Lord Jesus bless you, my dear brother, and make you well. Peace. God bless you.
Are you the next person? You believe me to be your servant?
Yes, I
do. If I could heal you, I would. I cannot heal you. But God can heal you, for He's God. But if the Lord will reveal to me what your trouble is, then will you'll know then that I don't know you. And if I don't know you, and the Lord will reveal it, that'll show His presence. Now, it's up on what faith that you have to believe for your healing. Something happened in the audience just now. Lost it somewhere. Someone right in this section here somewhere. I follow a light. How many seen the picture of it? Pillar of fire. They got it here. See? It left here and went out in the audience right along in there somewhere. Just a moment. Now, don't doubt with the little girl. See, the little girl that you got there. You understand English? Or believe, the curse will leave her. If God will reveal to me what your trouble is, you'll believe me to be His prophet or His servant? That's fine. I think you're a lovely person. You have trouble with the liver, for one thing.
Yes,
and that was caused from a fall that you had. And then you got trouble with your shoulder, with your back. And the little sinews in the lungs down here was tore loose from an automobile accident. That's right, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yes, exactly. Mrs. Hoff, you can go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Don't worry. He knows who Simon Peter was. See? He knows all things. Do you believe that? How long is the back bottle?
About a year.
But you believe it's going to be over now, don't you?
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave, Father.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. With all your heart. Your sight.
Yes, sir.
I see you somewhere. Where's Brother Sherritt? Is John Sherritt here? Here's the man I saw in the vision today when he's in your car. This is the man. Your minister.
Yes, sir.
From Missouri.
Yes, sir.
Gone blind. From sugar diabetes.
Yes, sir.
That's right. I saw you today, sir, on the front of Brother Sherritt's car when we were riding in. A man, a minister, and they told me about it. That's right. Now, let us pray for our brother. Our Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll make this man well. May the power of Almighty God curse this devil and may he go blind.
Lord Jesus.
May he get well. From this night, may his sight come to him and he can see. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
All right, my brother. You believe?
I believe.
The diabetes you've had, what's run that way, once you had diabetes, was prayed for, healed,
yes.
Come back on you,
yes.
Going into your sight. You believe with all your heart, it'll leave again. Go see and preach the gospel in the name of the Lord. Do you believe with all your heart? Are you going to believe? Would there be a sinner here that doesn't know God, would like to come up and be prayed for now? A sinner who doesn't know God? How many in here is sick and hasn't got to the platform yet? How many, and you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is here? Oh, sure He's here. Do you want to be healed now? Can you see now? He's walking by himself. When I see him in the vision, look at him going along there, a blind man walking along the street. Let's say praise the Lord. That's fine. The sign coming to him.
If that was the sign of the Messiah then, it would be the sign of Messiah now, if Messiah is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If this spirit is your conscience, there's something going on, aren't you? Now, just let the audience know, a real sweet, humble feeling that just is on you, isn't that right? That's breaking. Real sweet, humble. I'm watching the light between you and the woman. Now it's breaking away. The woman suffers with TB.
Right.
And she's just come from a tubercular hospital. That's true.
Right.
There's somebody else. It's this boy here. Isn't it? There's the same spirit on him. Well, that's your grandson.
Yes,
that's right. He's got sinus trouble. He's also got scar tissue on his lungs. That is true.
That's
right, isn't it?
That's right, it is. The doctor's taking me down.
Sure. All right. Miss Harris, that's your name.
That's my name.
You and your grandson go home. Your troubles are over.
Oh.
You believe the Lord? That's the Bible. That's God's Spirit.
You believe, lady? You believe that God can tell me what your trouble is? If I would tell you your trouble, would it make you feel better? Just a little time with this woman so your people get satisfied that the Spirit of God is here doing these things. The woman's got trouble in her colon. That's right. You've had an operation, haven't you? If God would tell me who you was, would you believe me? All right, Miss Snyder, you go home and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus, if you'll believe. I have faith in God. Now, don't rally for that. See, just believe that God is here. The lady standing here is very nervous, and she's really needing an operation because she's got hemorrhoids, and those hemorrhoids are breaking and bleeding. That's right, isn't it? If that's right, raise up your hand.
Right.
Now, what knowed that? Now, whatever I told her, I don't know now. See, that was not my voice. It was my lips moving, but something else telling her something that wasn't me. Now, you say you might have guessed that, Brother Branham. All right. Let's talk to her just a moment longer so the anointing of the Spirit will get into the building. Now, let me just talk with her again. Yes, here it comes again. The woman's conscience that something's going on. Did you ever see the picture that the scientific world has taken that angel of the Lord? That's just what's on you now. If you audience, the radio or whatever, could see right there between me and that woman is that light milling around. The woman is facing an operation. It's bleeding hemorrhoids. And it keeps seeing some elderly person keeps appearing here. It's a man. It's her daddy. And he's got a dark shadow of death over him. He's dying with a cancer. And he's in a hospital in a great city where a river runs by the city. It's St. Louis, Missouri. Thus saith the Lord.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Is that true?
Yes, true.
Now, do you believe the Lord? Do you believe God could reveal to me who this woman is? Would that help your faith? Now, sister, I don't know that He will. I'm just asking His grace.
Yes, Lord.
Your first name is Alice.
That's right.
Spade is your last name.
That's right.
Exactly right. Return home believing and you can receive what you have asked for in the name of the Lord. Now, let us just raise our hands and give praise to God.
I have no way, no idea what your trouble is. I don't know whether you're a sinner or a Christian. I could not tell you. He does. God does. But I can't tell you. But if He does tell me, but you are a Christian. Because as soon as your spirit catches the anointing of this spirit that's on me, it welcomes it. So I know you are a Christian. And you're under a deep shadow. It's something wrong with the blood. And you've been to doctors, and they want to perform an operation. And that operation is, I hear them in two doctors consulting each other, and they want to take out an organ out of your body, which is called a spleen. That's right. And you're not from this city, but you're from a great city, which is a great institution of some kind of religion, Wheaton. And your name is Carl Rhodes. Rhodes, son of Carl Rhodes. All right, sir. If you will believe with all your heart, you can return to your home and God will spare your life. Do you believe it?
I believe.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I now cast the await this
Amen.
From our brother. And in the name of Jesus Christ, may he live to the glory of God. Amen.
How do you do, sir? I suppose that we are strangers to each other.
Absolutely.
We are strangers.
Never seen you before in my life until this morning.
Said he never saw me before in life until this morning. Now, everyone real reverend now. The knowing he's already striking you, I see. I wish I could explain this. But God does know you, sir. And if the Lord God will reveal to me what's your trouble, would you accept him as your healer or savior, whatever you need?
I sure will.
Now, when the vision strikes you, just listen to it.
Amen.
You are trying to move across the floor, and it's something in your knees. It's arthritis in your knees. You have trouble also with your eyes. You're getting weaker. And you got trouble with your ears. And you got trouble in your stomach.
That's right, sir.
That is true.
Absolutely. Who is I could have said it?
You're not from the city. You're from Somerset, Kentucky.
That's right.
Your name is Mr. Hudson.
That's right.
Now you go back. Believe with all your heart and you shall be healed.
Yeah.
Believe it in all your heart. Just believe with all your heart, everybody.
Just a moment, a deaf spirit. Oh, be reverent. Bow your head just a minute. It's the lady standing before me. Everyone, bow your head now. I don't know how bad it is or nothing. Just bow your head just a little while and don't raise your head until you hear me tell you to raise your head. Now, in Jesus' name, keep your head bowed. Our Heavenly Father, Thou knowest all things, and I pray for this, my sister. Feeling the vibration of that evil one that would cause her to be hit by a vehicle somewhere and killed, her life shortened. But I pray that you'll be merciful to her, not that we have to have miracles to believe, because we do believe. And I now condemn this demon and ask that it leaves her. Come out of her, thou demon, in Jesus Christ's name, you deaf spirit. I charge thee by the living God, you can't hold her no longer. Do you hear me? Put your ear up with her.
Take it out.
Of course, you hear me again? Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Aren't you going to raise your head? Not to see miracles, to these vibrators in her ears. You love him now, sister?
Yes, sir.
Do you hear me all right now?
I've always believed he healed.
Let me tell you something else now, that you know whether your healing is complete or not. You're in a lot of trouble, aren't you?
Yes.
You are. You've got a colon condition. It's in your bowels. The doctors want to operate, but they can't because you have a peritonitis that wouldn't permit them to operate. They won't have to from now on if you just believe. Do you believe? Now go rejoice, sister. Amen. Amen. You believe?
One day coming up, Golgotha, there was an old rugged cross dragging out the bloody footprints of the various. His little frail body was so weak, he couldn't go no farther, and he fell under the load of the cross. There was a fellow by the name of Simon the Cyrene. He came up and picked the cross up, put it on his shoulder. Now on that shoulder of that cross on Simon was the blood of the Lord Jesus. That was your ancient father. And here, one of his daughters here tonight with diabetes, sugar in that blood. You believe that he'll take it away? God be merciful. I'm sure you understand, Lord. I ask this with all my heart in Jesus' name for her healing. Amen. God bless you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Kidney trouble's a bad thing. But you believe Jesus will make you well?
That
that is exactly what's standing between me and you now. I don't know whether you see it or not, but the lady begins to move away from me. And it's moving. The lady is upset about something. She's nervous. It's not exactly about herself. It's about a child.
Amen.
And that child has a blood condition.
Amen.
Something wrong with the blood. It's called Rh disease.
That's right. Absolutely.
And the child, I see it trying to talk to you. It's got some kind of a speech is not exactly right.
Correct. Absolutely.
And it's bedfast. It's in a bed.
Absolutely.
And it's about 11 years old.
11 years old, exactly.
Our Heavenly Father, be merciful now, I pray, God, is thy Spirit near. Bless that what we are asking of thee, and may it be found even so, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my sister, that was true, wasn't it? Every word. Now, the tears that you wiped from your eyes with that handkerchief, you take and lay it on the child. At the end of the week, you let me know what happened to the child.
Do you believe that God has did what I have said He done, raised His Son up from the dead, and His anointing Spirit is here now? Do you believe that? You do. I can tell you something now, that this is not your home. You come from a north country where it's cold. You come here to get a job, to go to work. And you're working here, and your trouble is you got something that's breaking out on your body. It's some kind of breaking out. You're apparent to be, you have a high blood pressure. It's I see, but the thing around your arm, you got a high blood pressure. And you're deeply concerned about somebody else. I believe it's two men.
Amen.
One of them is a brother.
Amen.
And the boy is a mentally ill.
Amen.
And the next one is an alcoholic.
Amen.
And they live in Chicago.
Amen.
One is the one who runs around. The
oh,
God. Almighty God, have mercy. Your Spirit,
Lord.
I pray that you'll bless, dear God, as I bless this woman.
Jesus,
I pray that you'll heal her and her loved one, and may they get well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name, rebuking the devil. Amen. Now look, lady. Look here. Coming up, you've been suffering with a headache.
Amen.
And it's gone.
God bless you.
Go on your own feet. Now you know by that it's true. You're healed. Let's say thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, ladies, I want you to look this way just a moment. I am just wanting to talk to you a minute because you're my sister in Christ. You're a Christian. And, your trouble is in your back. I see you had an injury. It's a spine injury. And it causes you to be kind of weak and nervous. Isn't that the truth? And that's been done quite a while. You look much younger than what you did several years ago when that happened. And just a minute. It's blessing. But that's the truth?
Yes.
That's the truth. Well, then you know that something is here to know something has been in your life or tell what your trouble is. Is that right? Well, then, if God knows what you have been, won't He also know what you will be? And if that part is truth, what He would say if He'd say something else, it would be truth, wouldn't it? Now, see something else here. Just a moment. It's a woman that looks like it. Oh, it's a sister. You have a sister, and she's suffering with some sort of a nervous condition. She got a dyspepsia. nausea, like there's something in her stomach. She's spitting up her food. It's acid in her stomach. Is that true? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Almighty Jehovah, in the name of thy Son Jesus, send thy blessings upon this one who I bless in thy name. And may she go from here tonight and be well and all of her requests granted. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go now. God peace upon you.
You love him?
Yes.
Isn't he wonderful? You're just a little nervous now. See, of course, it's just the tension of you standing here. But nothing to harm. It's all to do good then. It's all to help you. And that's why I'm here tonight. If I didn't think that God had sent me to do something to help these four sick people, I certainly wouldn't be here as a deceiver. If I couldn't think and didn't know that God had sent me to help the people, I sure wouldn't go to Africa. I'd go home with my family in the morning and take my job back and go to work out there for the conservation. But I wouldn't be a deceiver. But I believe and know that God has sent me to help people. And that's why I'm here tonight, is because that I believe that if God can do something through me to increase your faith, to accept the Son of God as your healer, then you'll get healed. You believe that, don't
I
you?
I do. Yes.
You do, yes, sir. Now, yes, sir? I see you're suffering with a horrible thing. It's called cancer. Is that right?
Right.
It's a cancer. That cancer is located under the tongue, I believe. It's in the mouth.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
You're awfully nervous. Now, see, that's a prostate trouble. It's called that. If that's been some time, you've been a little upset. You never have been able to do your life. Of course, you've got bad eyes. Something wrong with your eyes. Your hearing's not good. You've been lately feeling awful sluggish and wore out. Strength depleted. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Was that true?
That was true.
Now, if that's true, so the audience will be able to see, raise up this hand. If that was true, every word of it.
Back.
All right. Do you now accept Jesus as your healer?
I do.
Now lay my hands on you and according to his word and said, they shall recover. You shall have your healing, my brother. Go home rejoicing and happy and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Say praise be to God. Let's say praise be to God. All right, come, lady. Do you believe me as God's prophet?
Amen.
Is that with all your heart? With all your heart.
Yes.
You're diabetic, aren't you? Go home and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come, lady. How do you do? You believe me as God's servant? You have two or three things bothering you. One thing you're interested in is your eyes. Which you have a little stomach trouble also, which is causing a nervous condition. And it's astigmatism and bringing you down. You want to be healed? Say, Jesus, I accept your atonement right now.
Oh, yes.
God bless you. Go and be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right, come, my brother. How do you do, brother? You believe with all your heart?
Amen. Yes, God.
You're suffering something wrong in your heart, too.
Yes.
Isn't that right? You have a heart trouble.
Yes.
Not only that, but you have arthritis. Isn't that
yes,
right?
Yes.
Will you obey me as God's prophet?
Amen.
Raise your hands up in the air.
Yes.
Stomp your feet up and down. Don't never say anything about more arthritis. Go off the platform. You're healed with arthritis, heart trouble.
Yes.
How do you do, sister? Packing your little boy. You believe me to be his prophet? I can heal your son, sister. It's impossible. I'm a man. But God can heal your son. You believe me as his servant? That baby was started out in life, born a blue baby. Is that right? The baby suffered with heart trouble even now. Is that right? Is that true?
That's true.
Come here. God in heaven have mercy on the little lad as I bless this child. In the name of Jesus Christ, remit every sin and take the child into thy care, and may it live and not die through Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
All right, sister.
My man, you're very sick. Your trouble is in your lungs. You have a lung trouble that's absolutely incurable by doctors. Is that right? And you're doing the worst thing in the world against it. You're smoking cigarettes on top of it. And the kind of cigarettes you smoke, you have to pour it out in a paper and roll it like that. Is that right? Will you stop it and give your life to Christ right now? Will you do it? In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, I condemn the devil and now this poor man, and say, may be loosed in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you.
You believe with all your heart? I believe you're a good, sincere person. I believe it with all my heart. And I know there's a deep ridge of sorrow behind you. You're yet a young woman, but there's been many things that's happened. You've been very, I see a trail of blackness and darkness. You're here tonight, you're bringing this baby. And this baby is a rupture. And you want the baby dedicated to God.
That's right.
Isn't that true?
That's right.
Say, I see something wrong. It's a man, and he's very sick, mentally ill. It's your husband. And I see an explosion or war or something going on. It's a shell shock, isn't it? Well, God bless you. You're going to get well, both of you. God is the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Grant it, Lord. May your spirit be here to make well. Look this way, sister. You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Go eat what you want till your stomach trouble lets you. Come. Believe me to be his prophet?
Yes, sir.
You do with all your heart?
Yes, sir.
You don't believe me to be a mind reader, do you?
Yes, sir.
You believe me to be a servant of God? You're suffering with some sort of a high blood pressure?
Yes, sir.
And a kidney trouble?
Yes, sir.
And you're a preacher? You're a Pentecostal preacher, and you've had a stroke or something. You've preached for years and years. When you was a young man, I see you a pulpit years ago, all excited preaching, and you've had a stroke, and that's let you down. Come here, my brother. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, will make you well. Thou demon who's bound, my brother, come out of him. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave this man. Go out of him now, evil one. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God, to depart from him. God bless you, brother. Return to your pulpit preaching. God bless you.